News release. Brock University. Canada Soccer has released the results of a months-long independent investigation into a scandal involving illegal drone use at the Paris 2024 Olympics. Brock University experts say the heavily redacted nature of the report leaves more questions than answers, however, and calls into question the organization's commitment to what they argue is much-needed organizational change. In terms of crisis communications, because that's what this is for the organization, a crisis, Canada Soccer hasn't given anyone much of a reason to believe anything they say, Associate Professor of Sport Management Olan Scott says. Without having it all in the open in the report, recognizing the need for protecting some of the names and the legalities that come with that, does anyone really believe that change is going to occur? Members of Canada Soccer's national women's team were involved with flying a drone over the New Zealand training camp days before they were set to play against one another in the Olympic tournament. Team Canada was docked 6 points as a result, and head coach Bev Priestman, assistant coach Jasmine Mander and analyst Joseph Lombardi were all suspended, and later fired. In its report, Canada Soccer has committed to actions it says will curb similar unscrupulous activity in the future, such as implementing policies about mandatory reporting of unethical behavior and the creation of a compliance committee for oversight. Professor of Sport Management Julie Stevens says these are only structural changes, however, and the organization needs a value commitment to change to truly get its house in order. It seems Canada Soccer is in a reaction phase. It's easy to create new structures on paper, but will it truly address the crisis they face? This organization must transform and must do so within a broader sport system that also needs to change, she says. An external factor or a crisis, such as the drone spying scandal, builds pressure, but you need a value commitment by organization leaders to trigger a change process, and internal capacity to actually execute the change process effectively. Stevens says a black cloud has long been lingering over Canada Soccer. Pay disputes with its players, broadcasting rights controversies, and investigations into player mistreatment and abuse allegations have seen the National Soccer Federation battling mounting fiscal challenges and highlights a history of value-based organizational issues, says Stevens. Canada Soccer has hit the tipping point as the challenges accumulate. Achieving the radical change that is necessary is scary, extremely difficult and time-consuming. But it can be done, she says. Scott says, knock-on effects of the drone incident may be widespread. The unpredictability and spontaneity of sport is what draws us to watch. It brings people together and can be that social glue, he says. When we start to question whether or not the game we're watching is honest, or if an organization is seen to be cheating, viewership, sponsorships, and merchandise sales can start to drop off. Stevens and Scott say while the impacts of this incident won't linger forever, Canada Soccer has work to do to restore confidence that repeat occurrences won't happen in the future. As it stands, we're left wondering what the sport integrity of Canada Soccer is, and whether it has any, and if Canadian sport overall will be tarnished by these reports of cheating and other violations. Scott says, Canada Soccer needs to do something to truly prove to the public that they are going to be an organization that holds integrity to a higher level than it has over the last few years.